Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. Welcome to July.
We got to get some of his stuff out.
Glad you're with us on this Wednesday. We got one more day this week. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow at Torpedo Joe's, a tradition we've done for probably about 10 years now.
Looking so forward to that, dude. There's a couple of things that we do when we move into the first of the year. We're in the first of the year. I know that we've got some Ava Bellas that we do, because then the Gravelys come up, and then we move into Torpedo Joe's. That's how I break it down. Then after that, you know, the next thing is we start talking, you know, we start getting closer and closer to football.
Yeah, that's right, Roger. It's talking season, because we do have the SEC Media Days coming up. And for those who missed it, what a great interview with Dennis Dirk Winston. What a good dude. Just a fierce competitor. Somebody said, don't forget Brinkley, Jerry Eckwood. Great point. We just talked about all the Razorbacks coming out of the east part of the state. So go back. I'm sure that Christian will post this interview a little bit later, but just a great player, a great guy, loves his state. And somebody said it would be great to have Dirk Winston and Terry Bradshaw every week during football season.
Yeah,
I hope we can get Terry back. We'll see if that happens. 661-1037. By the way, I'm going to be doing a segment with Channel 7.
What?
With Daniela on July 4th. I'm sure Jessica's thrilled about that.
What is that?
In the morning, they've got Daybreak on July 4th. And so I think we're going to do some recipe stuff. And we might just do some Terry Bradshaw recipe stuff or Razorback stuff.
What do you mean Jessica's thrilled?
Yeah, well, then I'm see ya. I'm going to Channel 7 to do on July 4th.
That's Saturday, right?
It is Saturday, yeah.
It's just Saturday morning.
It is.
You're still going to be doing fireworks off your deck. Ain't that something?
That's what you're getting ready to go to.
Right away.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll visit with Steve Qualls here in just a minute. Also, we're going to Mariana the minute the show gets over with. Now, Roger, you did a click it or ticket campaign. Have you just voiced that? Have you done that?
Well, it's not a click it or ticket.
What
but
is it called?
It's slow down.
Okay, so
it's a slow down thing
we're
because
have
right
to,
now because so you need to slow down.
Law enforcement, be prepared. We need an escort to get to Mariana.
What? You know what? Right now, I wish I could get in a hot tub time machine, and you were a fullback, and I was Dennis Dirk Winston, and I could put you in the dirt. Listen, they're out there doing it, and they're doing nothing but helping out and saying, listen, now, we will be driving there. Are we going to
take the bus truck?
I think. Are we best friends?
That's right.
I know we should take.
We should take the bus truck.
Well, for two reasons, because that way we'll slow down,
and it's the gas is free.
And the gas is free.
Yeah.
On top of that, then next week we have a food fright because I'm going to do what I've always wanted. You know, it's what. Who did I see this country singer that was just in trouble? $16,000 worth of damage to a hotel room.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do to the State Police Lodge. We're going to trash that thing up next week.
Well, anyway, so the bus truck is going to Mariana to Jones's Barbecue.
Chuck, would you please fill it up? Because you don't want us to have the company credit card.
We'll go Facebook Live over there, and we'll give a report, and we'll be back. We'll talk about it. And then, Roger, I come back, and ULR, or the Little Rock Trojans, if you will, are having a big gathering at the Governor's Mansion tonight.
Right.
To celebrate their new conference. And then you got hockey. You got soccer on tonight.
Are you looking forward to that tonight?
Yeah, so I'll have to be peeking at the soccer. You know how locked in I am and all the great players of the U.S. Soccer team that Christian knows.
Name
I know.
Name a couple.
Yeah, if we had time, I would.
Yeah, okay, but I believe it.
We've got Steve Qualls, our NASCAR contributor, who is going to our NASCAR race, the Quaker State 400 in a few weeks. Let's bring him in now.
Let's bring him in right now. Steve Qualls, are you there?
Here, brother.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubs you, and rubbing sun is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there.
Whoa.
I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
Woo!
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen!
Yeah!
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
What's up, Qualls-y?
Morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
We are 2 weeks away from my...
Christian is busy, but he knew you've got to respond.
He had to run over to the line to do that. We are only a couple weeks from our trip to Atlanta. Yeah. Really, it's Hampton, Georgia, just south of Atlanta, for the Quaker State 400 and the... What's the name of the Saturday race? It's the something 250.
Coca-Cola.
No, it's... what is
it's
it,
a firecracker.
Yeah, so we're going to two races, Saturday night and Sunday night.
I don't know if I've got enough in me.
Yeah.
Two NASCAR races.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got enough. It's going to be so exciting.
We're going to be in the pits. We're going to be in the pits.
We're going to be in the pits.
We're going to be in the pits.
They have food trucks down there.
That's right. Okay. I mean, you guys are going to get to meet, you know, NASCAR royalty with some of the access that we're going to get. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll talk about that.
What are we wearing? What do we got to do? Can you get autographs? Do you do stuff down there?
Yeah, you know autographs when we're down
there. Well, I don't know. I mean, who am I going to see
down
there?
We're media. Wait, we're working media.
Well, first of all, we are working media, and I'm about the size of these NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, yeah, you are. You are. All right, well, give us a recap. I know, what's the guy, Christian, the basketball player for Oklahoma City? What's the star player?
SGA.
You got SGA at Oklahoma City. Now you got SVG that's really tearing it up at NASCAR, right?
Stan Van Gundy.
That's right. Hey, first off, happy birthday, Christian. Man, what an asset you are to our show.
Thank you.
Wow.
And then before we get started, how about this? My parents, Donnie and Doris Qualls, have been married 65 years today.
Wow,
so what great role models they are.
That's fantastic.
65 so love you guys.
Years.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
What are their names again?
Donnie and Doris.
You know, that's got to be one of the greatest accomplishments ever, to be married for 65 years.
Well, because here's the deal. We haven't done anything for 65 years.
We have done
this
show together.
We haven't lived for 65
years. You and I have done this show together for 15 years. Could you imagine doing it for 65?
Well, I can see.
And they didn't kill their son, so that's also good. Yeah, that's
well, right. We'd have to do it out. We'd have to do it downstairs because there's no way I'm getting your ass up those stairs.
How many siblings do you have, Steve?
Say that again?
How many siblings do you have?
I have two younger brothers, Chris and Tripp.
So you're the favorite. You're the favorite for your parents.
No.
Right?
No, we're all favorites to my parents, man. They are the ultimate role models of how you do life, how you treat people, how you treat your spouse.
That's right.
You know,
awesome.
They're just solid.
Well, I know Tripp is your favorite.
I know you love them, boy, they raised the listen. Now, I don't know the other two boys you, but I know you. You're good people.
They're good boys. They're tall.
Well, thank
you
very much. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our educated NASCAR listeners that caught a mistake that I made last week.
Yeah,
what'd
the
new
do?
Car for Dodge will be the Charger, not the Challenger. So, as Bab says, close enough, but that's not it.
Remember somebody sent us a message, and they go, why would they be doing Challenger? It's out of – I thought, well, maybe they're bringing them back. And so it's the Charger.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a mistake here and there. That's okay.
We were at Frank's, right?
Well, it is what it is.
Yes. We're talking about
Sonoma. It is what it is. It's for my pay scale.
That's okay.
All right, Sonoma, road course specialist Shane Van Gisbergen wins again. Of course, he was the favorite. He drove Saturday for Junior Motorsports, and then Sunday he wins the Cup Series race also. Carson Hocevar he's qualified second for the second week in a row, and this was his best road course victory. At the end of the race, Chase Briscoe runs down SVG, and he overdrives turn two. If he doesn't do that, he has a chance. He needed about one more good lap, and I think he could have got around SVG. SVG's tires were gone, but SVG hangs on. Christopher Bell finished fifth while still in a cast with a wrist injury.
Hold it right there.
Chevrolet this week.
Hold it right there. So I noticed that.
Okay.
So he's got a wrist injury, Roger. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to NASCAR, you know, let's make an analogy with football. What you don't want to have is a knee injury. What you don't want to have when you're driving a car, the old wrist injury. Because you're turning the steering wheel, and then you got that thing casted up, and do you have to drive
don't
with one arm?
Don't someone have knobs on the steering wheel?
That's not easy. Not easy when you got to pull one arm.
And it's his right wrist, which he's not at Sonoma. These road courses, you're shifting as well as driving.
Oh, wow.
So it's been an issue.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And they thought that they may pull him out again like they did last week and replace him the driver, but Bell stayed in there and had a fifth place finish, which was awesome. Chevrolet was fast this week. They've been struggling for a while, but they had 11 cars in the top 20 that had a bow tie on the front.
Okay,
so
stop,
that was
stop,
a
stop
big
right,
deal for Chevrolet.
Stop right there. Did you catch that, Roger? Christian, did you catch that? That's what Steve, yes, Steve Qualls is bringing us. I've never heard that before, Roger. Have you? Chevrolet won 11 of 20 cars were Chevrolet. They all had bow ties on the front. Never heard the Chevy logo referred to as a bow tie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Listen, that's what Steve Qualls brings to the table.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I knew that.
Very impressive. Oh, listen.
All right. I didn't know.
So here's our
question.
Here's our question of the week.
What?
And last week's winner, we need you to call back and give Christian your information so we can ship you your shirt. But here's the question for this week. What is Shane Van Gisbergen's signature celebration when he wins?
661-1037 is the number. Say it again.
What is Shane Van Gisbergen's signature celebration when he wins?
Did you say something, Bergenbergen?
Well, when you hear Roger, I don't know if you saw the
answer. And he's Australian, not German.
I tell you good in Hellman.
Roger, when you see the, I don't know if you've seen the answer on his notes. This is really fascinating to me why he would do this as his celebration. But look at the phone lines lighting up. You know, like we got some NASCAR fans out
bet
there.
Bet we do, boy. A guy named Harley.
Yeah, Harley's already home. So phone lines are lit up. So we'll take which. He may have already grabbed one of them. Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Oh my God.
Chase won last week. Let's go to the next one.
Take him out. Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Darren Gordon.
Hi, Darren. This is a simple one. What is Shane Van Gisbergen's signature celebration when he wins?
Doesn't he do the backflip?
I don't think that's correct, right? Not correct.
That's what Baz does. I'm going to have to let you get him. Christian, I can't do it.
Next caller, you're up. What's your name?
It's Tommy.
Is it Tommy?
Yeah.
What's your answer, Tommy?
He autographs a rugby ball and kicks it into the crowd.
Very good. Awesome. How about that, Roger?
That's correct.
I just would think that NASCAR fans would go, we don't want a stinking rugby ball.
You would think it because you'd think they're more like maybe flick a
cigarette. Because he's from Australia. So, so Tommy, are you a fan, a NASCAR fan? You knew that or did you Google it?
Oh, I knew it.
Okay, so who's your favorite driver?
Present time, I would have to go with Zawalit.
Roger's trying to
say that one more time.
Say that one more time, Tommy.
Zawalit.
So is that with a Z?
Zawalit.
It's Zilich.
Zilich. So it's almost like the guy.
Zilich. He drives the 88.
It's almost like the soccer guy you were talking about, Christian. What's his name? The Z guy.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Tommy. Congratulations. You know, Qualls knew exactly what he was talking about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Shut up, you idiots.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so is that very popular, Steve? When he kicks the rugby ball in the stands?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's a scrum. It's a scrum from rugby. For somebody to get that ball, it's a big deal.
Look at you, very. Well, I mean,
but he only does
scrum.
It when he's.
I had to throw that
wins,
in.
Right?
How many times has he won?
This year he's got, I believe it's three.
Okay,
I like
I'd have
the
to
idea.
Go back and look. I know he's won two, maybe three.
I bet the fans love that. They're getting a
it's
souvenir.
It's something different.
Oh, they do.
Listen, it's like tossing a baseball when a baseball player throws
it. And I bet you kicks it. I bet you kicks it way up there. Yeah, so that's
souvenir.
He's a former rugby player, so that's kind of just been his deal. So
okay, so how many races do we have? 9 races left in the season. Is that correct?
Nine races in the regular season before we start the playoffs. We go to Chicagoland this weekend, 1.52 Trioval, the Eero 400, which Eero is a internet provider. NASCAR's returning there to this racetrack the first time since 2019. They have moved this race out of the stadium, out of the Motorsports Park, and they actually raced on the streets of Chicago from 21 to 25, I believe, but now they're going back to their big track. Wow. Denny Hamlin's the favorite again, Tyler Reddick and Kyle Larson.
I actually, Roger and Steve, I was in Chicago, Jessica and Al Watkins and his wife Deborah, we just had a weekend getaway several years ago, and I remember they had the streets blocked off for. I was thinking it was Indy racing, but I guess it was NASCAR racing
It was NASCAR.
Yeah, downtown Chicago, pretty cool.
Yep.
Where do we get the deal?
And they're talking about trying to bring that race back maybe next year, but they haven't confirmed anything yet.
And how many different channels, networks can we find all the races at?
This weekend the ARCA race will be on FS1 Friday night. O'Reilly Series will be on the CW Saturday night, and the Cup race will be on TNT Sunday night. I want people to understand, if you've been to the Touchdown Club and you saw Marty Smith, a Marty and the McGee show, of course he was a past speaker there. He is the pre and post race host now for TNT's coverage, including this week. He's joined by Jimmy Johnson, Jamie McMurray, Jeff Burton, Dale Earnhardt Jr. was on there last week. But Marty is actually the host now. So there's a tie from the Touchdown Club to NASCAR.
Now, will he be doing the Atlanta race too?
Yes.
Man, how cool is that?
We got to keep working all these things we're working. You know, this trip, man, David scored touchdowns here and extra points for us for this next week's trip. The gentleman that we're following, you guys start looking him up. His name is Jake Finch, and Jake is out of Panama City. He'll be the second most famous person out of Panama City next to Basil. But he is going to be racing the Junior Motorsports car number 9. That's the same car that Shane Van Gisbergen won in Saturday at Sonoma.
Wow, the same car?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, Roger, he's won six. He's 21 years old. He plays golf. His dad is one of my dad's best friends, and he's won 6 races in a row. If Junior has picked you to race for him, you're 21, he definitely obviously thinks something of you. And if you've won 6 in a row, that's another endorsement.
Exactly. And Junior doesn't, as you see, the car he's putting him in, this is not a second-tier, third-tier car. This car is capable of winning. And Junior's going to have the best people with this guy. Junior and Finch, their families go way back into the 80s, probably even before that, when Mr. Finch was a team owner. And Junior's dad, Dale Earnhardt, you know, they were friends back in the day. So this has been I'm sure Junior's been watching this guy. Junior is he's a part owner in the late model series, and Jake races in this series also. And that's where a lot of these up and comers come from. Short track dirt, short track. This guy's a short track pavement guy, but he's going to have a huge opportunity here. And, you know, I can see him, a good finish, and he's going to be back in this car again for Junior. And could be the chance for him to sign with Junior Motorsports maybe for next year or the next.
Do you want to thank Design Labs for sponsoring Steve Qualls?
It's Lab. I think it's singular.
Did I say Lab or Lab?
You said Labs.
Oh, it's Lab. We got one Lab.
We answer to either one.
Doing amazing shirts, mugs, all these things, hats, you name it, he does it.
He does everything.
If you've got a printing problem, issue, anything you want created.
Strength and honor.
We got a lot going on. We're thankful for all the business that we have and our customers. Man, we're just so happy.
Yeah, listen, the other thing that we found out with our trip to Atlanta, rather Hampton, Georgia, where we're staying at, Steve, is Jonesboro, Georgia, only the place that was 5 miles from the plantation and Gone with the Wind. And also, it was where a lot of the scenes from Smokey and the Bandit were shot. So that's so fitting that's where we're staying and doing our show as well.
Yep.
So it's about 15
minutes. And, Roger,
minutes.
You top bunk or bottom bunk?
Oh, he likes to put the bucks together. He likes the bed together.
Yeah, we move the end table out, and we just come throw it in there.
The
other part of that is that I do a lot of sleepwalking.
Are you going to? You're a lake man too. You got a big boat,
yeah.
You got a lake family, lake neighborhood.
Yeah. He hates geese.
So are you gonna be hanging out July 4th at the lake?
Yes, I hate geese with a passion. Yeah. They cause us so much trouble at the
Samantha
lake.
And they cause families
that can't afford to go on a vacation, but they may want to go to the swimming area on a weekend and take their kids swimming, and they can't go because these stupid geese
have Wow.
It looks like a cat box on the deal, and now it's closed. So these families don't have a place to go.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to the lake Thursday night after Mainline Trivia.
Look at
and then
that.
We'll spend the weekend up there. And if you're looking for a houseboat, we have a houseboat that's Melissa's mom's. It's 14x65, slip included, on Nest Dock at Mountain Harbor. And we'll be showing it this weekend.
Steve, I have
a
proposal
for you. Yeah, we'll be up there. It's
going to
be a great time.
Crawley, I have a proposal for you. I'd like to think, because
this ought to be good.
It's going to be very good for you. It's a win-win, possibly, is what I'd like to do. Is I have tried to convince Samantha or talk to her a little bit about selling our home here and getting a houseboat down there by you guys, and that's where we live.
I told her.
I swear to you, you can ask her. So what I'd like to do is... That's a beautiful houseboat right there. It's right beside you guys. Is to come down there and maybe spend a weekend in that houseboat, give it the once over, look it over, see how functional it is to me and Samantha, and that sort of thing. See what the lake life is. Worst case scenario is I can come back here, report about it, and let everybody know that it's still for sale and all that. Good news is it might happen to where we were to purchase it. What do you think about that? What would it take? Do I need to fill up the fridge, or do you have food there?
Roger Scott never passes an opportunity to promote himself or get something for free.
He's the best.
No. I will make a deposit if I need to. A cleaning deposit.
How many lakes do you have boats on? You got multiple lakes and multiple boats.
I'm only on Washita.
Okay.
We'll take the boat out.
You know Cliff Harris, Roger, who we'll see in a few weeks. He's got a new place.
He's right up the street from me.
He left Mountain Harbor. He's now living on Lake Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew that, right?
Yeah, he had a house up there forever.
Yeah. And so let's read a couple messages from our Middleton Eat There
text
line. Rebecca says, looks like Steve should do 609 mugs to go along with the 609 shirts. Well, we are doing Morning Mayhem mugs, but not 609 mugs.
Right now they look really cool.
I can't get all that stuff on there.
No. When will those mugs be ready to be ordered, Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
Well, I'm meeting with Sigma probably today or maybe in the morning. Our issue is we want to be able to make sure that we can ship these without them breaking because they're ceramic and they're very fragile.
No, absolutely.
And so, look, you can't ship with low-grade products, so that's why we're using Sigma. And the guys are coming out today. We have a couple options of a project that they've done before with somebody else similar, and we're going to see if that project will work for us. So I'm going to talk to Scotty and Larry and David and a few of the other guys this week and see if we can't get this nailed out. And hopefully next week we can put them on the market and get going.
A couple other messages. The bow tie has been around for a long time. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Someone says here, I'm only a bow tie fan. I watch NASCAR just for the bow ties. Yeah. How about that? Here's one.
And that's the thing is people are very brand loyal. The blue oval is the Dodge emblem, and so there's guys and gals that they're only going to root for a certain brand of car.
Which is most popular? Which is number one? How do you break it down? 50%, 60%?
Chevrolet by far is the most popular, but Toyota is really gaining ground on them because you got Joe Gibbs and you got some, you know, you got 2311's team and several other teams that are running Toyota now, and Toyota's built in the United States also, so they're a pretty good foe. And I was going to say Coach Gibbs' son had a great race this week.
I saw that. Is it Ty Gibbs? How about that, Roger? I knew
Ty,
it was Ty Gibbs.
Sir.
Boom. Oh, Ty.
Someone says SVG, is that what I said? It said if he signed a rock and threw it into the stands, fans would go nuts. So basically, everybody loves him, I guess, is what that's saying. So
people love this guy. He's very humble. He's not causing any trouble on the track, and his talent is unbelievable.
Here's one from the 501, Roger. This is a great segment. Love it, y'all. There you go. Someone says here, T-shirt idea, Morning Mayhem logo on the front, then Strength and Honor on the back. I love that. I love the Strength and Honor logo that you built, Steve. Looks really cool.
We have a Strength and Honor logo. We just haven't got to release it. Nice song, by the way.
You bet it is, buddy boy.
But, by the way, somebody says here, Blue Oval is not Ford, not Dodge. Mopar is the slang term for them. Uh-oh.
Another controversy.
Somebody calling you out?
uh, th- 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 we could debate that. But anyway.
This is one thing, Roger, I can't go, no. Nope. I just go, okay, whatever you say.
That's exactly right.
All right, Steve, we'll talk
Thank
to you. Have
you,
a great
Stevie.
Have a great 4th of July, buddy.
See you tomorrow night, buddy.
All right, guys. See y'all tomorrow night. Have a great trip today. Thanks for all y'all do for us. Thanks to all the listeners.
We love you. Happy anniversary to your mom and dad.
Yes, 65 years. That's amazing. Roger, when we come back, speaking of anniversaries, Clint Albright and his wife Marla, 48 years doing the Hatcher Bush Classic softball classic. Yeah, pretty amazing. We'll visit with him when we come back. Joe Nichols coming up too. Let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my funky walk. Let me tell you what I say when I'm living with a funky sidewalk. I say, sugar.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
It was the final day for college baseball players to enter their name into the transfer portal yesterday, and Arkansas pitcher Colin Fisher decided to put his name in. He went 4-7 with a 5.56 ERA this past season in 10 starts. He's also draft eligible. Perfect Game has him as the 248th best prospect. Arkansas also made an addition through the portal as Tennessee infielder Manny Marin committed to Arkansas. He batted .291 with 9 home runs and 43 RBIs as a sophomore. He's draft eligible, but not expected to go high enough to not make it to campus. And the Arkansas Travelers won Game 1 against the Springfield Cardinals 8-7 last night. They'll play again tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 97 degrees. Heat index going 105, maybe higher this afternoon. Of course, the heat advisory is still in effect today. In effect through Friday. All right, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That'll continue into this evening with an overnight low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
On Thursday, join Morning Mayhem as they kick off 4th of July weekend the same way they do every year, live from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore on Colonel Glenn. As you know, there's always fireworks on the Buzz, so it makes sense to broadcast from West Water Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including those commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells that everyone loves. Happens this Thursday from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
And still Arkansans fan fade.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Wednesday hump day. Morning Mayhem, Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver. Baz had to go downstairs. Somebody brought him a little tiny baby bottle of a Grapeette. So I don't know what all that's about. I didn't want to touch it. So we'll let him move on. And on the phone with us right now is a longtime friend, old friend of mine, still a new friend of mine, Clint Albright. Hey, Clint, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Roger?
Doing fine, brother. 48 years. This is your 48th Independence Day that you and the fam are involved with softball, correct?
Yeah, it's actually the 47th, so, but you got close.
Wait a minute. Well, Bass said 48. Didn't Bass say 48, Christian?
I think so. We're going to hold it
to 48, but yeah, that's all right.
I apologize for that. Maybe I got him the wrong, but it's the 47th Hatcher Agency Bush Softball Classic.
That is a mouthful.
And you guys are, I know, good. Yeah, I know. I know y'all are good friends with Greg Hatcher, and he was so great to step forward when the local distributor here wasn't able to continue the sponsorship, although they love the fact that we still use the Bush name in it, and that's kind of its own brand, so we kept it in there.
Yeah, that's
but I want to give shout-out to Greg Hatcher. Greg Hatcher for being such a great person who does so much for the community. And he and I played softball together, and he loves softball along with soccer and wrestling and all the other things he does around town. And we sure appreciate him doing this so that we can keep this great event going. The chamber director a couple of years ago told me he thought we might be the oldest event in Central Arkansas now. You know, the marathon, the heart ball, all them.
I don't think there's would there be? I don't think there's anything close to 48 years, is there? I don't think so.
Well, there used to be a golf tournament at War Memorial that had been around 60 years, but when they closed that course, that tournament went away, and that's when he told me that he thought we were the oldest. I don't know that anybody keeps stats on that, and I may be wrong, but we're certainly one of the oldest to have done that, and then had to have my wife and I as the original founders of the tournament still operating it is noteworthy. But it's really more about the teams and having a big event on the 4th of July that kind of goes along with summertime and fun. And we have made this, as different generations have played in it, more of a little festival atmosphere. We now have a kind of a midway we set up out there that has, Greg brings his Scoops ice cream out there and scoops out ice cream for everybody. And, you know, we've got a big stage set up that we're going to have music on, and we bring a DJ in and he plays music.
Yowza.
We've got a trumpet player coming in to play the national anthem on Friday night, celebrate our 250th year. Jacksonville's going to do a big fireworks display there. And then we've got vendors just all lined up and down this midway that sell sports equipment and apparel and all sorts of cool things and ice cream and our setup of our tent. And they'll do bat testing in there. And it's just a fun area for the teams to hang out in when they're not playing games. But then we'll have 11 fields going. We also use Burns Park in North Little Rock, and we're happy to be back over there in North Little Rock because those are great people. And so we'll have 11 fields going starting Friday night. And we actually put in a new feature Friday night. We don't actually start the tournament until Saturday mornings because so many teams travel on Friday. But we have a thing called Friday Night Lights. It's the first thing we've done, and it's a co-ed, a one-night, nighttime co-ed little mini tournament to kick off the tournament. And so these teams coming in, the men's team can get with the women's team, and you get five players off of each, and they form a little co-ed team. And they play a little Friday night tournament that starts at 7 o'clock and will finish up after midnight. But we can actually play through that. We have 17 co-ed teams that are playing in that. And it'll be a fun thing for them to play in. They'll get some warm-up and some tune-up before the big tournament starts Saturday morning. So that'll be a fun thing for people to watch, where you get the men playing with the women against each other. And it's just a fun thing that teams have learned to enjoy. And it's the first time we've done it, and we're excited about it.
So for folks who want to try to figure out where everything's at, it's impossible to hear you and to try to follow all the activities. Is there a website people can go to, or Facebook, where they can see exactly what's going on when?
Yeah, there's both. Yeah, Baz, there's both a website and Facebook, and it's just Bush Classic, and they should be able to find that. And we posted, probably Facebook is actually quicker to post on, and so all those activities are listed there, starting at 7 p.m. Friday night, with right before that with the national anthem and some things we're doing with the 250th year celebration. And then the co-ed part of the tournament will be played Friday night. And then at 8 a.m. Saturday, we'll start at Burns Park and Dupree Park in Jacksonville with the start of the tournament. And then Saturday night, we'll have fireworks displays.
Now,
so it should be a fun weekend.
Now, I walked in a little bit late. We had a gray pet delivery by, I'll tell who.
I heard that.
Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore dropped this off. An old bottle. It's amazing. But now, it's the Hatcher Bush Softball Classic, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's the Hatcher Agency Bush Softball Classic.
Yeah, you got to get that changed.
We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to get that changed on your Facebook page.
Well, we.
You got the
that's
a great looking logo. The 40 that was from last year. I guess.
Yeah, we got the logo correct, but you're right. The domain that we have actually still just says Bush. We would have to redomain it, and we got to figure that out and decide to do that. But everything else has the Hatcher Agency is the lead sponsor. They are the sponsor. The Bush name is still included just because it's part of the brand, and we wanted people to know it's the same tournament, just with a new sponsor. So Greg, being the nice guy he was nice enough to let us call it the Hatcher Agency / Bush Classic.
How many teams, how many people are coming in?
We've got 90 teams from 11 states. This Friday night, by doing the Friday Night Lights thing there, it allows them, if they can't play in that, obviously they don't have to. That's just for fun. But it gives them all day Friday, which is a holiday for a lot of people, to get in and travel in and then be ready to play Saturday morning. So we were happy to be able to set that up. A lot of teams in previous years call and say, do I have to play Friday night because I'm having trouble? Some of the guys still have to work and are getting off. And this way, nobody has to worry about that. They can take their time, travel in, and if they've got some people in town, they can play in Friday Night Lights and have fun, and then start the tournament on Saturday morning.
Well, for softball lovers, this is the big tournament in Arkansas, and you got people from 11, as you mentioned, 11 states. Well done, Clint Albright,
you
and Marla. 48 years not being able to go to the lake,
buddy,
not being able to kick back and relax on July 4th weekend.
You're
going to make it to 50.
Well, we enjoy the joy this brings. Oh. Yeah, we enjoy that these people have so much fun, and we give a lot of shout out. And by the way, an old grape bet might be fermented, Dave, so just be careful.
Yeah, we're not going to drink it. It's green, actually. It's not purple anymore, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, God. It's a souvenir then.
Well, congratulations, Clint. Good job, buddy. Hope it's a great turnout, as always.
Yeah,
job well done.
Yeah, way to go, Bob.
Thank you guys so much. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
you. Come see us.
Clint Albright.
You know, this weekend, though, Basil, I will be at an event, Lights Over the Lake.
Oh, really?
That's going to be in Conway. Lights Over the Lake
goes
right around the corner. It's America's 250th celebration. It's going to be bigger than ever. It's got games, prizes, food trucks, spectacular fireworks
Lake
show.
Lake Conway?
Beaver Fork Lake Park, right there in Conway is where it's going to be.
I don't know about that lake.
I know about
Lake Conway. It doesn't have any water. Can't be that one.
No, it's not that one. It's Beaver
Fork. So there's another lake.
Oh, they've got more than one.
And you're there. And you're emceeing?
I'm going to be emceeing.
What night? Saturday
bit.
Night?
Tomorrow night. Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Not Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be there.
New gig.
Well, it's just, for the evening. I appreciate them asking me.
We'll come back. Carly, we'll get you when we come back from this break. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Brian Kilgore brought this by.
I know that name.
We've known him for a long time. He was, last time I saw him was in Poland. That's an old, hey, listen, what year do you think this is?
That is easily 1970.
Gotta be.
That's gotta be pre-bicentennial.
50-year-old bicentennial. You were shaking it up like I thought it was gonna, what are you doing, man?
I was doing a little tornado thing in there.
Wow. All right, we'll let you.
That is green. That is,
it's green, not purple. Yeah. Ooh, how much would it take for you to drink this? What would it do to you if you drank it? Would it kill you?
You'd have to give me the offer, and then I'd tell you, no.
10,000?
Nope.
No, it's too bad. You'd die from it.
Yeah, 10,000.
100,000.
No. I mean,
ooh.
Is that take home?
Take home.
Ooh, I tell you what, I want $100,000 and a piece of property.
A nurse standing by. I will let Martina McBride take it to break. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment. Well-built, proven for over a century. Tractors that get the job done right. Hay tools backed with a 2-year warranty. And Kubota Sidekick utility vehicles is where durability meets speed. And productive SVL track loaders. Visit your local Kubota dealer today for a demo or stop into River Valley Tractor online at rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play. $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
USA, USA, USA.
All song.
8:51. Yeah, this is American Trilogy, the greatest American song ever written and sung. And he looks at those horns and he, yes, yes.
Most handsome man to ever walk on the face of the earth, recorded in Jesus.
We don't have enough time to get to the when he goes when he remember that's what he says. And you got the little Roger this year,
flute,
the flute.
Yeah,
the guy plays the flute.
I like
that's
the way
that's the bridge
playing the flute.
That's the bridge.
You got holes on both ends.
Yeah, I do.
Both ends of a flute.
I think it's the greatest singing performance in terms of. Looking at the band, hit the high notes, inspiration.
Star power, charisma, all that. He's got everything.
He's got a full band. He's a rock and roll guy. He's got a full band. Singing a Southern song.
Check this out. Listen, you hear that? You hear the audience? No. You know why? Because they are in awe of what they're living.
He said, in Dixieland, where I was born.
He was born in Mississippi.
Frosty Morn.
And I think Elvis's shotgun house is bigger than Jones Barbecue.
You know, it's around the same kind of deal, isn't it? Oh, here we go. He says it now. Here we go.
Oh, here comes who?
Oh,
this is the rock and roll dude singing this song.
Yeah, it is.
He can sing anything.
Hallelujah.
Come on, horns.
Woo! Holy
actually, it's like a tone.
I'm telling you right now, there are people ascending in the crowd because they're just going, they've died and gone to heaven. Sing it, you handsome.
That's only the first crescendo. Boy, there's more to come. The song weaves up and down in emotion, Christian.
Move. I mean, it's just... And when you think about it, and you think about him in that suit.
What I can't
suit
speak.
What suit do you see? I see him in the blue suit right now.
Well,
Hawaii.
Elvis in Hawaii live in Hawaii.
Oh.
That was
open
maybe the
collar.
Maybe that's the greatest visual.
He had on a lei.
Had a lot of cameras. You saw him sweating. He turns to the right. Let's go.
I guarantee
you know your daddy's going to die.
Yeah.
He's bound to die.
He sang parts of this. And G.I. Blues, but he left out this part.
But all
he couldn't do.
All my trials, Lord.
All my trials, Lord.
Soon will be over.
Y'all are naming Elvis concerts like soon I would name NBA games. It's
like you remember game seven in 2013.
There's the flute. There's the flute. There's the flute, Christian.
Matt, look, Baz has got holes. He's playing. Look, he's playing the flute. It's got holes on both ends. At least I think that's what he's playing.
Okay, listen to the rumble. Listen to the rumble here.
Right now, he's blowing from the bottom of his lip up, and he's blowing the sweat and his widow peak out of his eye.
Who's playing the flute?
Elvis has turned to the band.
Everybody.
He knows what's getting ready to come. Let's go. Bring it. Bring all you got. Come on, horns. Listen,
oh, my God.
Listen, he's, Elvis. Listen, listen. Here we go.
He's got the knife hand. He's got the knife hand.
Oh. I got chills, man.
Oh. I just ripped my pants.
God bless America. Let's go, we're exhausted. Let's go to Harley here before we go to break.
So warm.
Wow. You're welcome, everybody.
You're fantastic.
Christian.
No, you're fantastic.
Christian, is that the first time you've heard that song from start to finish?
Yes. I'm
I'm telling you right now. Listen, Christian, you can go home now.
What's up, Harley?
It's not getting any better, bro.
What's up, Harley?
Oh, not a lot.
What's going on, buddy? Happy 4th of July.
There's a broken rib.
What?
You too, bud. Y'all too. And I'm nursing a broken rib, second one in a year.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm driving from Stuttgart.
No, I'm how you breaking your ribs, man? That's the question.
Yeah, what are you taking them out?
Well, the first one was just a fluke accident. This one, I can't really say on the radio because it could potentially get somebody in trouble.
Uh-oh.
But all I can say is I made a comment in a tone that I shouldn't have made to somebody special. And next thing I know, I had a loaded cell phone coming at me and nowhere to go.
Wow. All right. Wow. Harley with some drama. And it's like, what are you doing for July 4th, Harley?
We're going to stay home and grill hamburgers and hot dogs.
Very nice. Yeah, I don't know what.
Go see the in-laws.
I don't know what we're going to cook on Channel 7 tomorrow. What you got? Only about 30 seconds. Go, Harley. What else you got?
How the hell can you grow up at the Redneck Riviera and not know what Chevrolet's a bow tie? And, Roger, your hair's looking good, and you can't buy a houseboat because you'd have to be the redneck, put up a picket fence around a privacy fence around the top of the houseboat and so you can naked garden.
He would have grass on that boat somewhere. Happy 4th, Harley.
Happy 4th.
Take care of those ribs.
Take care of those ribs, boy.
Yeah, you'd have grass on your houseboat.
You know what? I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Joe Nichols coming up
beautiful.
Next.
Beautiful. God bless America.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That will put a pencil, lead back in your pencil. Thank you very much from Peyton.
Christian looks inspired.
Christian looks like he's about to take an early lunch, having to listen to Elvis. Elvis is an overrated as the Eagles.
Shut your mouth! Wow. Yeah. What communist country are you from?
Well, we'll never hear from that person again. Blocked!
All right, our man Joe Nichols coming up next. Did you see that song I sent you?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a new one? Is that a new one that I sent
Joe's
you?
Joe's blocked me now because...
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie,
No, I love absolutely. I don't know. No.
La vie en rose?
No, I don't think that's new.
Okay, it's good. We got to
play because his hair looks old. His own hair did.
Joe Nichols up next. Don't go ahead.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.